to be a girl these days. I'll tell you all the reasons. Girls gotta look good in every season. Just ask yourself this, girl, who are you pleasing? Staring in the mirror, squeezing and tweezing. If I could turn back the hands of time, have a dime for all the hateful thoughts in my mind. Like I can't do this and I can't wear that. Are my hips too big? Does my ass look fat?
Doesn't this sound familiar? Every year, desperate parents try to save their daughters from starving themselves to death. Yet every year, more girls eat less to look like their favorite supermodel. Laura Lee Rourke, co-author of the book Over It, gives us her own perspective on eating disorders.
I could not be thin enough. I had to have an eating disorder to be okay with myself.
And who's to blame? It seems the number one causal factor for eating disorders is the influence of the media. The images we get today are not of Marilyn Monroe anymore. They are very thin, emaciated models. Lebanese dietitian Nazine Issa tells us that clients come to her wanting to have the body of an ideal-looking model on a certain billboard, not knowing that these images are computer-generated, touched-up images. You step out the door and you're bombarded with these messages. No wonder culture is obsessed with being so thin. Nevertheless, both men and women should be aware and know the difference between what is real and what is not.